B News, I'm Ben Thomas. American consumers feeling more confident this month, Sagar Magani reports.
The Conference Board says its Consumer Confidence Index rose nearly a point and a half this month from July. Consumer spending accounts for nearly 70% of U.S. economic activity and is closely watched for signs of how consumers are feeling. They were not feeling as good much of the past 2 years amid high inflation and higher borrowing costs. But PNC Financial Services Group Chief Economist Gus Fauché says the Federal Reserve seems ready to offer relief.
Consumers expect that interest rates will move lower through the rest of this year and into next year.
Fed officials strongly suggest they will drop the benchmark rate next month from a 23-year high. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Another day of mixed trading on Wall Street, but the main indexes all finished higher. The Dow at another record. Seth Sutel has numbers.
The Dow eked out a gain of just 9 points. That's less than 0.1%. The S&P 500 rose 0.2%. The Nasdaq Composite also gained 0.2%. Treasury yields held steady in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note edged up to 3.83%. Seth Sutel, New York.
Special Counsel Jack Smith has filed a new indictment against Donald Trump over his efforts to overturn his 2020 election loss. The criminal charges are the same, but it narrows the allegations, removing a section that dealt with Trump's interactions with the Justice Department. That's an area the Supreme Court ruled he was entitled to immunity from prosecution. Overseas, a hostage rescue in Gaza. Joe Fetterman has details.
The Israeli military says it was a complex and complicated operation in southern Gaza, but not giving too many more details. They just say that the man was rescued from a tunnel. He has been identified as a 52-year-old member of Israel's Bedouin Arab community.
And another Russian barrage killed at least 5 people and destroyed infrastructure across Ukraine. This is AP News. Lowe's making changes to its diversity program.
It's the battle of I said, they said. Robbie Starbuck, a conservative political commentator who has gone after companies like Tractor Supply and John Deere, took credit for the changes announced by Lowe's, saying that he had contacted a Lowe's executive last week with his plans to expose Lowe's over topics such as hiring policies and funding for Pride events. Lowe's said the company had already been discussing changes to its policy for over a year. Over the last week, Lowe's has also knocked down a different claim spreading on social media, in which a digitally altered image quoted Lowe's CEO as saying that conservatives who didn't like Lowe's values should instead shop at rival Home Depot. Lowe's responded that their CEO, Marvin Ellison, who is black, did not make that comment and that everyone is welcome at Lowe's. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.